That's Gabriela Montero in concert improvising on Happy Birthday. If you ask for the same tune on November 15th when she performs in Kalamazoo, you will get a completely different interpretation. I spoke by phone with Gabriela Montero about her upcoming Gilmore Keyboard Festival concert. Gabriela, so nice to talk to you.
It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
Now, as we're chatting on the phone, I'm very curious to know where in the world you are currently situated. Are you at home?
Well, I'm actually sitting in my living room in Barcelona, and I've just come from playing in Miami with the wonderful New World Symphony and Michael Tilson Thomas. And so it was Mozart a couple of days ago, and now home, working on my, you know, next tour and also being a mother. And then next week it'll be London, and after that the U.S. for a month.
When you come to Kalamazoo, you will be performing alone as a soloist, recitalist. Mm-hmm. So what proportion of your concert life do you perform solo recitals as opposed to working with orchestras and chamber music and things like that?
Well, it depends on the year. It depends on the season. For example, I would say it's probably about 50-50. And it's also very much depending on the repertoire that I'm playing and also what promoters are interested in. For example, recently I've been playing a lot my own concerto, which is the Latin concerto. And so then that, of course, opens the possibility to working for with different kinds of orchestra who are interested in the composer-performer, let's say, performance. So it just really depends on the season and the kind of narrative of the programs that I'm putting together.
Mm. You wrote a concerto for yourself to play. How very romantic 19th century.
Well, it's I hope I'm not the only one who plays it. Eventually, I would like others to play it. It's a complex, very, very difficult piece. It's relentless. The piano part is central to really the whole structure of the concerto, but it's also a very fun piece. It's a Latin concerto, but at the same time it speaks of not only that joyous qualities and the exuberance of that Latin Americans that we're known for, but how beneath that there is that duality of also the darker sides that unfortunately do not allow us to evolve as we should and to develop, our talents. So it speaks of that. It's a metaphor of who we are and the complexity of our cultures.
I can think of some European and American composers who really appreciated Latin American qualities and rhythmic styles, but I can't think of any concertos.
There aren't that many, to be honest. And I'm happy to see that there seems to be a renaissance of the performer-composer. I mean, we are very, very, very few still, but I hope that with so much to say in our generation and the coming generations, I hope more people will actually adopt what was so commonplace in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries.
One thing I love about listening to your improvisations in the moment of melodies is that it actually helps me understand other composers better. When you're in the style... When you're in the style of Mozart, it's a recognition of, that is a specific language, and it's distinct from the next variation, which adds so much, you know, harmonic and drama. And suddenly we're listening to maybe a late 19th century Russian or something. But that's part of the pleasure I have, yes.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's a great observation because, you know, with improvisation, which really was something that composers and performers, some, you know, used to do in the past, it's really like building a bridge through time. And when I improvise, let's say, and I take a tune that's very well known, maybe it's a pop tune, and then it becomes a 6 or 7 minute fugue, and they're very complex pieces, the audience feels the proximity to that language. And even maybe those sitting in the audience who are not used to going to a classical concert will then be closer to the Baroque language. Maybe they get closer to the Bach language because they have someone who is doing it live and who's taking their theme and creating something that belongs to the past. So it's a wonderful way to break those parameters between that glass ceiling of the classical music world, which can be intimidating for some, and at the same time, you know, it's a very democratic moment when you can take music and bring it to the people in such a fresh and unique way that also dies in the moment. So it's a wonderful thing to watch and to do, and it brings me a lot of joy.
Gabriela, that is so well put. Ms. Montero will appear on November 15th at Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo for the Piano Masters series presented by the Gilmore Keyboard Festival, and details are at the website thegilmore.org. The program begins, well, it looks like C major is how you're feeling these days.
Yes, it's the C major tonality seems to involve all of the tonalities in one, but somehow in a very like a kind of purity and a kind of innocence at the same time. And of course, the Mozart sonata, the Kirchhoff 330, is full of joy and full of wonder, and the Waldstein sonata as well is a huge piece of the repertoire. But you know, it's a piece that these are pieces that appeal to all audiences, I think, and wonderful. It's just wonderful to play. Joyous.
Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata, which is the second piece on the program, that is a piece of music where, to me, the opening is one of the hardest things to find the right forward momentum. You can listen to so many recordings and everyone plays it a little differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. It's that pulsation in it that somehow has to be, it's underlying somehow. It's not a, it's something that is bubbling underneath the fingers, but it shouldn't, I think, explode until it has to. So it's a moment full of tension for sure.
It reminds me of a scene in a movie where a character is running alongside a horse and swings himself up on top of the horse, and that's the beginning of the piece.
that's a good way to put it. Yes, and you have to keep the horse more or less at the same speed, you know, so he doesn't actually run away with it. So, yeah.
Why this sonata for you, this tour?
It's a piece that I played when I was younger, and I've always loved it. I've always loved the every part of it, and especially the last movement. I've always felt that Beethoven, his great struggle was his desire and his need to transcend the human, to transcend the flesh, to reach a height as a human being through his music and through his ethics that seemed unattainable. And this movement, the way that it progresses and the way it builds to this euphoric finale, is for me, it somehow symbolizes that reaching up to something that perhaps was beyond him, was very high up, and I love that about this movement. And the second movement is just so mysterious and so so discreet in a way, which is so brief as well, and then leads, it's almost like he can't contain himself, and then leads into the third movement and this euphoria. So it's a piece I've wanted to revisit because I'm older now, and I just thought, well, why not?
He was a brave man.
He was a brave man. Yes, he was. And he had a great spirit.
Kalamazoo, Michigan, I think audiences may have to overcome their shyness or fear of bad manners or something like that in contributing the themes you need for the second half of the concert. Can you spell out what's the right way and the wrong way to give you
there's
music?
There's no right way or wrong way. It's just a matter of doing it. I mean, I want to recreate that intimacy for all of the, you know, audience members, and you know, of what it used to be, what a salon concert used to be, what Chopin and Liszt and Schumann and Mozart used to live when they would improvise for the public, and it's really about you know, it's really about the audience just using their voice. I love that. Again, we go back to the democratic thing of having every single person in the audience. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, if you've ever gone to a concert, if you haven't, you know, what's your nationality? It doesn't matter. You know, everyone has a voice, and I love to listen to those voices. And I just ask that somebody sing me a few notes of a famous theme. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be classical. And then it becomes a work that is never again. So, you know, just about taking that first step, and I am sure that somebody will, because there's always somebody brave, and then everybody just wants to do it.
Well, Gabriela Montero, it's been a pleasure to speak with you, and I look forward to your concert here in Kalamazoo. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.